The following program is brought to you by Cloudcast Media, a podcast leader in developing shows to elevate local brands, local stories, and local storytellers. Cloudcast, bringing ears and minds home.
I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, and we are thrilled to have in the studio with us, actually not in the studio, he's on the line with us today, is John Heumiller. He is the CEO of Axiom Biotechnologies. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Drew. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. First and foremost, I trust that everybody in your family and your colleagues are safe and healthy from this crazy COVID-19 era we are in.
Well, so far, so good. So we try to maintain social distancing like this interview, right?
Well, listen, I think it's important. Everyone, heaven forbid, do what they can to keep everybody else safe on this. Head-scratching, why people wouldn't do that, but us humans tend to do some head-scratching things, as you well know. So, to say the least. Talk about Axiom Biotechnologies, when you founded it, and what is the mission?
So Axiom was founded in 2014. It was before my time here. And initially it was created to become a cannabis research and biotech company. We decided to change that strategy in 2019 because the entire sector of cannabinoids was just getting decimated. The stocks were down 90%, and including ours. And so we decided to make a change, and we were looking at, we had acquired a company called Sapphire Biotechnology, which was a really innovative diagnostic as well as therapeutic company that had licensed a therapeutic drug from the Mayo Clinic for the treatment of cancer. So it was in the oncology space. And they had also created a unique biomarker for tumor cells, and it's called QSOX1. But if you have elevated levels of QSOX1, then you definitely have you probably have a tumor, more than likely. And so they had developed a rapid diagnostic test for QSOX1. Using a single drop of blood and a little lateral flow, like a pregnancy test, and so we're still working on that. In fact, we were just awarded a grant by the National Cancer Institute, and because of that, when COVID-19 came around here this year, we were able to kind of pivot to try and capitalize upon the virus. I hate to almost say that, but at the same time, it's created a lot of opportunity for a lot of vaccine companies and healthcare companies, etc. But because of that, and because we had a lot of experience in the diagnostic side of things with lateral flow tests and rapid tests, we were able to develop, and that's where we started in the COVID side. We were asked by a doctor at Arizona State University and Mayo Clinic whether we could develop a neutralizing antibody test, and that's where we started here. So we created the world's first rapid point-of-care test that measures neutralizing antibodies, and I think we filed for a patent a few months ago, and before anybody was even mentioning what a neutralizing antibody, we were working on a diagnostic test to measure that, and we think that that's got a lot of potential in the convalescent plasma space as well as the vaccine space.
No, listen, that's quite impressive. Did you have a background in science? Were you always interested in this, or you just go, listen, I want to pivot. I want to be a professional baseball player, and now I'm going to be in this world.
I think I probably got a C+ in science back in the day, I didn't have a background in the science space, but I'm more of a Wall Street guy, and, right. And looking at the stock, cancer obviously is something that's not going away either.
Right.
It'll probably kill more people this year than COVID-19. at least in the United States. And so, you know, we just looked at, I looked at it from a valuation standpoint from our shareholders and said, you know, we've got to pivot somewhere. And which way do we go? Do we go from cannabis to, you know, biotech, or we had been a biotech company, or do we go, or do we go to start making circuit boards? You know, so it just seemed like a little more natural progression to go to making, you know, diagnostic tests and biotech things, but focusing on oncology. And we are still, you know, doing a lot of oncology things. It's just that because of SARS, COVID-2, and because of, you know, the need for things out there, dramatic needs immediately, you know, it might be a lot easier for us to get to a revenue point and a profitable stage, we believe, much faster than going through a, you know, trying to create a therapeutic drug that has to go through FDA phase one, two, and three,
right,
you know, and $1 billion worth of testing. So,
right, and maybe,
so that's why we made that change.
And maybe never even getting there anyway. We're chatting with John Humiller. He is the CEO of Axiom Biotechnologies. I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, listening to another Spotlight on the Community radio show. You know, I want to get back to some of the research on this. You know, my father was a medical doctor many years ago, and so I have a sort of a passion for people that are in the space of doing research and medical research, and know that sometimes what you're studying here will open up a door for something you didn't even know you were going to do. So, you know, good for you folks on that. And especially, you know, on the COVID aspect of it. So what is the next steps with this? Obviously, you put in for a patent, a couple months ago, correct?
So we put in for a patent, it seems like a long time ago now. I think it was back in May.
Okay.
And again, we were focused again on the neutralizing antibodies,
right,
and I think maybe we should cover that a little bit. So,
please.
You know, everybody who gets the disease, you know, and recovers from it, develops antibodies, and there's all types of different antibodies that your body makes, thousands of different ones. But there's only a couple of neutralizing antibodies. And when I say neutralizing, I mean antibodies that will actually stop the virus from entering into your cells. And so, though, in our opinion, it's the only antibodies that are of any value. And, you know, a lot of these antibody tests that they're running today are just testing for IgG antibodies, which we don't think are really of much value, because you could still be susceptible to reinfection.
Right.
And nobody knows, because we're still in the first inning of at least a nine-inning game, if not an extra-inning game. So,
right.
So, you know, if you can test neutralizing antibodies, which is what we've developed, is unique tests so that you can tell exactly, you know, the amount of neutralizing antibodies that you have, then you should be able to, you know, and if you have a lot of these high titer antibodies, then you should be able to go to the baseball game or to school or to work or what have you. And if you don't, and we're finding that about 25 to 30% of people who get over the disease do not make neutralizing antibodies. And so if I'm a person, and I haven't, you know, tested positive for it, but if I had, I would want to know whether my body is making neutralizing antibodies so that I can, you know, go out and go back to work. And even worse is that if you did get reinfected somewhere down the road, odds are, since you had it the first time, it's not going to be as severe as the second time. So you might just be asymptomatic, but you might be, you know, you might be spreading the virus to other people,
right,
and not knowing it, because you don't, you know, you're not showing any of the symptoms. And so this simple little test in 5 minutes, you'll be able to tell whether, or 10 minutes, I'm sorry, you're able to tell whether or not you have neutralizing antibodies. You'll be able to tell the amount of neutralizing antibodies you have. And you should be, you know, you should feel a lot more confident if you have, you know, a lot of neutralizing antibodies. And then secondly, you know, for convalescent plasma, people, you know, people are now that has been approved by the FDA, and there's some controversy going around right now, is the data good or not or what have you, but it does improve the outcome of patients that are in the hospital who are given convalescent plasma. But we think that if they had run the tests for neutralizing antibodies before they give people convalescent plasma, and they only give convalescent plasma that is high in neutralizing antibodies, the outcomes would be much higher for people recovering from the disease. And so, you know, if a third or 30% of the people do not make neutralizing antibodies, then 30% of the people donating blood are kind of tying up the system for really no reason other than, you know, you could use the blood for other things. But you know, we think that for the convalescent plasma and then for the vaccine world, same thing. You know, we're hearing about all these warp speed vaccines that are about to come to market.
Right.
And, you know, some of them are showing that the neutralizing antibodies are not lasting as long as they had hoped, and they're starting to see drop-offs in them as, you know, in a couple of months. And so, you know, we think that people are going to want to measure their neutralizing antibodies because, you know, after 90 days, maybe you need a booster shot, or a year like the flu shot where you need one every year. And then that way you can constantly be monitoring your neutralizing antibodies with a, you know, an effective rapid, you know, test. And that's what we're focused on.
Now, do you think we're chatting with John Humiller? He is the CEO of Axiomer Biotechnologies. I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, listening to the Spotlight on the Community Show. Now, these tests, are you think they're going to be able to, will the end user, the patient, be able to administer the test him or herself?
Well, we hope someday that'll happen.
Right.
As we speak, you know, we've filed one pre-EUA for the lateral flow rapid test, and we're about to hopefully file the second actual EUA for it. We just had to we had to do some further work for it, but we're about to do that. And then you know, we also filed for an EUA for what's called an Alpha ELISA test, which is one of these tests where you can run multiple plates in a laboratory, so you can run, you know, 96 tests at, you know, blood samples at one time, or 1,000 for that matter, with robotics. And And for blood centers and for vaccine companies, that, you know, that's probably more important. But I don't think that the FDA is quite ready for allowing people to go and take a test at home.
Right.
They just don't feel that the public is capable of taking a test and, you know, reading it, and maybe it's a false positive or something. What do they do, right? So
right.
So at some point, we hope that that would happen. But we're also working on some, you know, like phone applications for the point of care test, so that you can, you know, you can actually download an app and let the app walk you through the test if it was going to be done at home, and you can take a picture of it, and the iPhone can, you know, it'll actually go to a clinician and they can tell you whether or not, you know, what that line says, what that test line on the test shows. And they can read it a little bit better than, you know, maybe somebody who needs glasses and doesn't have them on.
Right. We are chatting with John Humiller. He is the CEO of Axiom Biotechnologies. I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media. Listen to another edition of Spotlight on the Community Show. You know, John, when we come back from a break, wanted to talk more about, you know, again, maybe get back on the cancer care and how Axiom is changing the way it is approached. Again, what you are thinking about, and maybe get some of your thoughts on there is a race. It's a full sprint, I guess, you know, for the COVID-19 vaccine, and then where you see your company going in, you know, a year, 5 years from now. Of course, 5 years from now is probably seems like 15 millenniums, for that matter. Back in the day, we used to do these, you know, 5-year strategic plans, and right now, if you do one for more than 5 days, it's a little suspect. So we'll be chatting with you more about that when we return for another edition of Spotlight on the Community. You bet.
Cloudcast 180. Powerful people, powerful stories, 180 seconds.
Welcome to Cloudcast 180, the 3-minute lightning round with changemakers here in San Diego. We're here with Ed Heiner, 20-year Navy SEAL, best-selling author, and education entrepreneur. Ed, welcome to the Cloudcast 180.
Thanks for having me.
Your book was called First, Fast, Fearless. So let's hit this fast and fearlessly. Real quick. You created a program to help change lives of high school students around the country. It's called SEALpreneurship. Tell our audience what it's all about.
Well, it's about leading yourself. Getting a PhD in me, I teach kids how to take care of themselves and lead themselves first. and how to be their own entrepreneur, intrapreneur, if you will.
Is it something you think public education is lacking, this concept of self-leadership?
Absolutely. It's a mindset that kids don't get. You know, my son doesn't get in his school. The kids don't get it. It's something that, you know, we're educating them, but to be mentally tough and be able to take charge of themselves and accountable for themselves is very unique.
Okay. I've seen an overview of your curriculum, 23 evolutions, and you have a 23-minute podcast series. So what's up with 23?
Chromosomes, right? It's all in all of us. We're all the same. 99.9% of everybody in this world is the same. And we use those chromosomes, 23 pairs, which was one of the concepts we teach as swim buddies. Never be alone. Mm-hmm. Always work with someone else, collaborate, and be out there.
Bro, that's a lesson for life for sure. Ed, you were in charge of basic and advanced training for the U.S. Navy SEALs, and I mentioned you're a 20-year SEAL. Tell our audience the greatest lesson from the SEALs that have changed you forever.
Probably in the back of a helicopter one night in Iraq before I was getting ready to fly into an Al-Qaeda target, it dawned on me that when a pilot said, you have this many souls on board, it dawned on me that the opposite of fear is love. It's not else. I don't fight for what I hate in front of me. I fight for what's beside me and behind me that I love.
Wow, it's a powerful concept. Wow. You've talked a lot about the blue-collar scholar as a concept. Fascinating. Tell our audience, what is the blue-collar scholar as it relates to your SEALpreneurship program?
It's a mental concept where people take control. Don't outsource their life. Look, we're going to have people that are in white coats, suits and ties, doctors, PhDs. That's fine. Listen to that and learn your information from them. But eventually, you got to be that mechanic in your own life. You got to turn the wrench. This is happening. So basically, take control of your own life. Use what you can use from other people. Discard it, what you can't, and make that your own. Leadership is something that you do. It's you do with people, not to them. And one of the best forms of leadership I learned in the back of that helicopter is called mom.
Ed,
focus
thanks.
On mission, others, and me.
Mission, others, and me. Ed, thank you for being here. This has been the Cloudcast 180. We hit it fast and fearlessly. We're out.
Cloudcast 180. Powerful people, powerful stories, 180 seconds.
I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, and we are back with John Humiller. He is the CEO of Axum Biotechnologies. I'm with Cloudcast Media and listening to another edition of Spotlight on the Community Show, talking about his company and some of the game-changing research they've done and some of the products they have. We were talking a little bit about the race for a COVID-19 vaccine, and maybe that's understating it. There's a lot of people in that space. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, right, Drew. I think there's 200 different companies that are you know, trying to get a vaccine and get one to market and get it approved. And you know, it is a race. And, you know, hopefully we're going to be able to help augment these vaccine companies by being able to test for neutralizing antibodies as the tests are being done. You know, again, our focus is on the diagnostic side, not on the vaccine side.
Or right.
Therapeutic side, at least on COVID-19, but it is a race, and there's a lot of changes that are going to be happening. And again, I think, you know, we're in the first inning. Nobody knows whether these vaccines are going to actually protect, and how long they will, and you know, so it's a big question mark, I think.
Have folks in your space ever seen something like COVID-19? I mean, we've seen, you know, SARS in the past and so forth, and other, you know, Ebola and all that business. And maybe those are apples to oranges. You know, I'm way out of my lane, to be honest with you, on this. But is there anything been like this? And like you said, it's really too early to even tell if we've seen anything like this.
You know, I don't think anybody's seen anything like this, and that's what makes it harder for everybody to develop a, you know, a cure, so to speak. And you know, it is, you never know. Does it mutate? Did it mutate already from a really viral, you know, virus to something that's a little bit less and it's not killing as many people?
Right.
It's hard to say. You know, I mean, it's just not going to be known for quite some period of time. And you know, again, we're just hoping that we can help people
right.
by giving them a test that they can measure the amount of neutralizing antibodies they have, and then be able to know that they have an immunity passport and that they're safe to go out and know exactly where they're at.
You know, you were mentioning, you know, how you folks definitely had pivoted. And, you know, now in the space of oncology and cancer, you know, care and so forth on this, obviously, you know, we know what cancer does to you know, people, not a good thing for the most part. But with the work that you're doing on this, you see some hope in that area, do you not?
Yeah, in the oncology space, we see a lot of opportunity. You know, we, again, have found a unique biomarker, which is heavily, you know, if it's overexpressed in 10 different types of tumors that we know of so far, called QSOX1, if you have, which is an enzyme protein, if you have a lot of QSOX1, then you've got a problem. You better get to the doctor. And so, you know, we're hoping to save lives with a rapid diagnostic test for that. And then at the same time, you know, we've licensed a drug from the Mayo Clinic called SBI-183 that kind of subsides the tumor growth. It slows it down, and we've run a lot of in vitro and a couple of animal studies and viral studies where we've shown 70% reductions in tumors in mice. And so, you know, if you can stop QSOX from growing, then you can stop the tumor from growing. And we're hoping to be able to prove that through, you know, phase 1, 2, and 3. But we do believe that our diagnostic test will be able to get out there much quicker because it's a lot easier to go through the FDA with a diagnostic test than it is a therapeutic.
Right. Now, John, are you working with any partners at all? Do you work with any biotech firms here or UCSD Medicine or any of the groups locally or actually nationally or internationally?
You know, we're working, I would say we're working with Arizona State University.
Right.
Dr. Lake out there and Dr. Ho, and running a test on pancreatic cancer,
right,
with our diagnostic test. And then with Dr. Lake, who's kind of called the grandfather of QSOX, and he's really the guy that founded it. And Mayo Clinic, we licensed it from them and from Arizona State University. And, you know, they're a shareholder in the company. So we're proud to have them on board. And you know, they're very helpful to and great to work with.
So where do you see Axsome Biotechnologies going in the next 1 year, 5 years down the road? I won't go any further than 5 years. That's like three millenniums, as we were saying. So,
yeah, 5 years is a long time to predict.
Right.
You know, in the next year, hopefully we're going to be able to get FDA approval for our high throughput as well as our rapid diagnostic test, and be able to create significant revenue from those things from COVID-19. And, you know, hopefully that'll be able to pay for our research for cancer. You know, we just were awarded, again, a grant from the National Cancer Institute.
Yeah, I saw that.
For our cancer stuff. And you know, I think that really validates the company and what we're trying to do, because very few, you know, get National Cancer Institute grants. Very few companies.
Right. And again, and as you dig in more, as you say, you know, the more research you do and the more testing you do and the more working with folks like the doctors at ASU, you know, who knows where this goes, that something is discovered, something else. We've had quite a bit of guests on my Community Spotlight show, John, that are in the space of neurological diseases, such as Huntington's disease or ALS and so forth. And, you know, the hope obviously there is when you find Parkinson's, go down the list here, right? And you find a cure for one, if you can, that it's going to help others and it, as well. I'm assuming that's something that it would be very important for you as well.
Well, and it is. And so, you know, initially, I think Doug Lake over at ASU had done some research on kidney cancer and colon cancer. And then, you know, now we've taken it so that we know that QSOX is elevated in, you know, 10 different types of tumors, you know, lung cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, pancreatic.
Right.
And so, like you said, I mean, this gives us a kind of a runway in all these different, because you need to do unique
you know, phase one studies for each one of these types of cancers, but right. we've got a pipeline that just will not ever end, is in my lifetime anyway,
right.
with what we're trying to do, which, you know, gives us a lot of ammo, I think.
Well, listen, and in the long run, it's great for, you know, the citizenry, and so certainly for, you know, us, not only just here in the United States, but can be used across the world as well. What can our listeners do to support your efforts, John?
Well, I didn't know, I don't know if your listeners know, we're a publicly traded company.
Okay, please let them know.
Our symbol is AXIM. And your listeners can easily call their stockbroker and buy the stock, or go on their web-based broker dealer or E-Trade or Scottrade and can buy the shares.
Right, and then is there a website people want to learn more about what you folks are doing?
Sure, axumbiotech.com is our website, and all of our information is up there.
Okay, well, John, thank you so much for joining us, and wishing you nothing but success as you move forward with your patents and some of the research you're doing, and we will get you back on somewhere down the road.
Drew, thank you so much, and have a great day.
And you too. That's John Hugh Miller. He is the CEO of Axiom Biotechnologies. I'm Drew Schlossberg of Cloudcast Media, and you've been listening to another edition of Spotlight on the Community.
Thank you for listening to a podcast from Cloudcast Media, the digital media home for leading local brands. When it comes to amplifying your brand, a Cloudcast-sponsored show offers unbeatable value. Learn more at cloudcast.us.